order, because we've got tomorrow, we've got the special session up in Carson City. Maybe tax increases coming down the pike. We'll find out. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cameras, got a crash on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. It's by the freeway on-ramp there. Also, some heavy volumes, 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 east at Valley Verde. As you work your way through the resort corridor, things are stacking up a little bit on the north side of the 15 at Spring Mountain, south 15 at Sahara. A couple of construction projects which are going on, still not finished there on Tropicana between Maryland Parkway and Boulder Highway, some lane widening. Also construction on Charleston at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV football quarterback Armani Rodgers has made the announcement that he is going to enter the transfer portal, and he is going to play the final season of his collegiate career at another school. He made the announcement on Twitter yesterday. He's been at UNLV since 2016 when he came in as one of the top-rated recruits in program history. He was a three-star prospect. After redshirting as a freshman, he became the starter in 2017. However, he was not able to hold on to the job. It was not believed that he'd really be competing for the starting job this upcoming season, and now he makes the decision to transfer out.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, of the 16 million veterans who served during World War II, less than 558,000 are still alive. To make things worse, many of them now need long-term care, with the average nursing home cost approaching $7,000 monthly. We wondered, what should veterans do? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor, Scott Lehi. So, Scott, what should veterans do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend that veterans get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known veterans benefit that may allow them to receive up to $26,000 a year tax-free to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so maybe it's that you just don't like the governor. And that's why you're not having compliance. If you recall back on Friday, we brought you the press release from the governor. Of the 204 businesses observed by the state capitalized, by the way, on July 2nd, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. 50% of bars and restaurants visited by the officials were found to be in compliance. That the assumption is that that means that 50% were not. The remaining establishments, including automobile sales, maintenance, gyms, hair and nail establishments, and tattoo shops, demonstrated a 61% rate of compliance. And what the governor went on to say, though, and by the way, the compliance was 85% in northern Nevada, 65% down here. This is what the governor said in his statement. The non-compliance numbers reported by state officials, state again capitalized, are disappointing and unacceptable a week after the face covering directive was issued. To the businesses who are complying, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is the governor on Friday. You're protecting your businesses, your health, your jobs, our economy, and your industry. To those businesses operating in violation of the directive by not implementing safe social distancing and face covering protocols, you're not only jeopardizing people's health, but you're also jeopardizing your fellow businesses, your industry, and our overall economy. He says, he goes on to say, and this is from Friday's statement, and I'll tell you why, you'll know why I'm giving this all back to you. As I have expressed before, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. Okay, it might just be that after looking at the weekend, that folks just are not listening to the governor. They've stopped listening. So they trotted out Marilyn Kirkpatrick. Marilyn is the head of the she is the chair of the Clark County Commission. She held a news conference today, this afternoon, and what she did, she says that some areas of the Las Vegas Valley, some businesses are at 99% compliance. Others are at 12%. And she said, she essentially said the same thing the governor said. If we don't do something about this, then we're going to get shut down. Businesses are going to close. And essentially, we're going to be back at phase zero. Now, my question to you, and we'll open up our phone lines here, If you want to have a go at it, are you okay with questioning, essentially challenging the governor and this not so veiled threat? Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you're willing to challenge this governor with civil disobedience when it comes to the face masks, when it comes to the face coverings. Let's find out together. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. Your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ. Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal case, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P sent you.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
5:42 on this Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Don't forget tomorrow, Wednesday, that means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. What does he think of what the governor's been up to? And what's he going to say about the first day of the so-called special session? We'll have comments from folks that are actually there. We'll try and do that tomorrow for you. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey Kevin, how you doing? Great show as always.
Thanks, sir.
So let me hit you on a couple things real quick here, and then I'll let you comment. So your previous guest, was it Reagan Girl? Was that her
ReaganBabe.com
handle?
Megan Barth.
Yeah. Okay. So now I don't know her of her. You know, I don't know what her training or expertise is. She certainly has opinions, which she's entitled to have. I don't know what if they're any more valid than mine or yours or whatever. Number one, the mask thing. You know, I'm not a scientist or a doctor. You know, I read as much as I can. It seems like most of the people that know a lot more about this than I do think that we should be wearing masks. But getting back to your point, if it takes wearing masks to keep things open, then I'm going to wear a mask whether I believe in it or not, because I don't want to see things get shut back. You know, that's number one. Number two, the schools. I'm a retired teacher. I think this plan that the district has is really shaky, man, as far as education, okay? You know, to have the kids go to school for 2 days and then think that the other 3 days are going to be online. You know, again, the Reagan Babe Seaton suggests that there's no reason not to go to school full-time. So that's kind of interesting. And then third and last, the Dieter thing. I don't know if you knew or not that there was a class action lawsuit that went before a judge in Northern Nevada today. I watched the whole session for 2.5 hours, and some things are going to be looked into, and there's going to be a decision made within the next week or so as to whether or not Dieter has to speed some things up. But the Reagan babe said something I thought was kind of interesting. She was talking about how, you know, people shouldn't be relying on the government to take care of them and pay. You know, most of the people that are having issues with Dieter right now are the gig worker and self-employed people who didn't have anybody, either themselves or an employer, pay into the system for them. It's just the PUEC and the CARES Act that provided by the government that are providing them the opportunity now to get paid. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but I'm just saying, based on what the Reagan babe said, they're looking for money that they didn't contribute to the fund or have an employer. So that's what I wanted to say, and I'll look forward to your response.
Thank you, Robert. Megan, obviously not here to defend herself, but the one thing I do know is that the incompetence of Dieter is just another symptom of what is just absolutely horrible. Horrible when it comes to government. You know, we always say the government's here to help you. That's when you grab your wallet and you say, no, thank you. I'll tell you this. What's going on with Dieter right now is reprehensible. It is just one of many reasons why in 2022 Nevadans need to vote Steve Sisolak out of office. Just on the grounds of simple incompetence. No malfeasance, nothing nefarious. He's just incompetent. I mean, if you look at his news conferences early on, I mean, it was horrible. All these other governors are doing really nice news conferences, and this one doesn't know how to put calls into a system without feedback, et cetera, et cetera. That is unforgivable. That's one thing that I will forever believe that this governor is. And by the way, he's a very nice guy. I've met him a number of times. I had him on. I think I had him on back when I was at CBS. And very nice guy. Goes to my church, Christ the King. But as a governor, incompetent. And we definitely can do better. By the way, this hour, brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. Do it. Make the call right now. Summer is standing by. She'd love to talk to you. 702-546-8767, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, PIBCOA. Okay, I want you to hear, because we're talking a lot about whether we should send the kids back to school. And I'm a big believer that this thing is big. It is the future of our kids. And I don't know whether you heard Arne Duncan. We'll let you hear Arne Duncan coming up in our next segment. But this is too good. Tell you what, let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I would just like to comment on the whole COVID situation. I've been driving. I didn't drive like the first month. Part of it was because I got sick, and then part of it was because we didn't know what was going on.
Did you test positive, Lewis?
No, I tested negative.
Okay.
A friend of mine,
but you still got sick.
Who's a frontline worker, tested positive, but he's asymptomatic. A friend of mine's daughter tested positive, and she had it, and all she did was she had throw up for 4 straight days. Fever, and after the fourth day she was fine. So it touches everybody differently. But what I called was, as you know, I drive Uber on the side, and I've been driving it lately, and what I can tell you is this, speaking to people from all over this country, and I might not be the most scientific poll, if you will, but every person that has gotten into my car, whether they be from California Florida, South Dakota, Tennessee, or New York, doesn't matter. They drew the line at the protesting. When they did nothing to stop the protesting, everyone has told me that that's where they drew the line and they stopped caring about COVID. So you can take that information and do with it what you will.
Wow. Wow. Let me just tell you, the protesting, the looting, because there's a big line that separates the protesters, the peaceful protesters, and the folks that were burning stuff down.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the looting. I'm talking about the fact that they let protests continue, because protesting breaks everything that we had been trying to work to up to that point. Social distancing, masks.
Oh, you're talking as it relates to COVID-19. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the breaking point for everyone that I've spoken to in my car, and I've had people in my car from all over the country.
Can I just tell you that I have seen, it's anecdotal, I have seen folks, medical people, say that the protests were not harmful. They were outdoors. And so it really didn't have that much of an impact. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for an instant.
I had a medical professional in my car yesterday, and she said she wishes that Dr. Fauci would stop lying.
Oh, really?
So, again, yeah. So, again, you can take that information and do with it what you will.
Lewis,
I can tell you, most people are fed up with Democrats, and most people are not going to tell you that they're closet Trumpers.
There you go. There you go. That's what I happen to think. The data, not the polling, but the data indicates that. Stick around. More to do. Lewis, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side. So stick around. We are not done. You say, oh, my God, he's getting to the end of the show. We are sprinting. Sprinting to the finish line right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-258 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635 or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A guy who is pretty bright when it comes to education is Arne Duncan. I don't agree with him politically, but he is the former Secretary of Education under Barack Obama. And he was on Fox today, and something that he said really stuck with me, that we have to get the kids back into school. Otherwise, we will have not just a summer slide that we normally have, but we'll have more than that. We'll have really what amounts to a COVID-19 slide. This is cut number 4. Arne Duncan this morning on Fox.
Their concern is how far behind their children might be amongst their peers, or even amongst, you know, across the globe. We have a pretty competitive economic situation, and they want to make sure that their kids are ready to go and prepared for that.
No, it's a very, very valid concern. I wish I could discount it, but they are exactly right. So let me be clear. We always have what we call a summer slide, where too many children fall behind during the summer. But because we left school in March and did the distance learning thing, the virtual learning, we had also COVID slides. We had a COVID slide and then a summer slide. Quite honestly, I desperately wanted us as a country to go back and have a massive summer school starting in July, starting now, after 4th of July. But because we as a country failed to do what was responsible, what was common sense in the past couple months, March, April, May, June, we couldn't do that. So we have many, many, many kids around the country who will come back to school this fall 4, 5, 6, 7 months behind. No one wins from that. So one thing I'm proposing is a massive tutoring program. That's one of the things that we know has a real impact in helping kids catch up. And whether we can do that physically, ideally, or virtually to help those students who have fallen even further behind due to both COVID and the absence of schooling during this past summer.
I would add one thing to Arne Duncan, and that is that if we do, and we'll know this probably by as early as Thursday here in the Clark County School District, fifth largest school district in the country. And my guess is, could be wrong on this, is that they will vote to bring the kids back into school 2 days in classroom, 3 days online. I don't think it's going to work. And I question whether the CCSD can keep your kids safe. I'm sorry. Call me a skeptic. But I just don't trust them. And I don't trust the teachers union either to keep your kids safe. That's going to do it today. Tomorrow, a new ad from Trump that is absolutely stunning. We'll do that. Make sure you're here with us 3 to 6. Right here. My name is Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.